Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hand of blessing, hand of grace and direction. Let the fire of the Spirit descend in a manifest manner in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Touch your people tangibly, and we will give you the glory. We have no strength of our own. We can do nothing by ourselves. Eternal Holy Spirit, we humble ourselves before you, and we ask in the name of Jesus, do it all for your glory. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Come on, guys, this is an honor. First of all, everybody get your device, share the page again, and let us do this all to the glory of the Lord. Whether you have shared it or not, share it again. Share it to all the pages where, you know, you are connected to. Share it to all the pages and to all the groups where you are connected to. And let us do this all to the glory of the Lord. It will be a benefit and a blessing to us as never before. Allow me to do all the sharing to the other pages and also the other groups. And we want to make this prophetically memorable and impactful. So everybody, tag people you know, pick up the phone, call people that you know, and ask them all to come in. Let us do this to the glory of the King, and his favor and faithfulness will be our portion. Let us do this right now, and the Lord will bless us in return. Okay. Yep. We're doing this. Yes, sir. Okay. Hallelujah. Now, first of all, let me give God the glory for his love and mercy toward us, and celebrate God for the opportunity to be here once again at the lunchtime prayer studios. We give God the glory. I want to thank God for the set man, the man of the moment, the voice of the Lord in our time. We want to give God the glory for his life. Talking about Apostle Jeffrey and his beautiful wife, I give God the glory for their lives, for the immense and intense work they're doing and this particular end time. And I want to thank God for the tremendous impact that it is making. The testimony is beyond our own imagination. We give God the praise for the good work that he has begun, and surely he will also accomplish. Now, I know that whichever dimension that the Holy Spirit takes, we will follow. In this end time, there are many great things that are happening all around the world. The Lord has lifted different groups and different people and elevated them, and is using them all for his own praise. And I know without any iota of doubt that lunchtime prayer and Apostle Jeffrey and his family are one of the people that the Lord have chosen in this end time for his own glory. I'm not just talking about anything just, you know, normal church kind of thing. This is prophetically inclined. The Lord is raised up. I mean, many years ago when I was in London, I was in prayer. I went to wait upon the Lord, you know, in a place outside of London. And whilst I was praying in a place in Oxford, the Spirit of the Lord revealed to me how he has opened the gates of heaven, and he was raising 900 prophets, men, and 7,000 women to the front lines. And this was like in 2009. And the Lord told me that he is raising 7,000 women to the front line. And the Spirit of God made it clearly that these are not only going to be people in ministry, it's also going to be people in business, in entrepreneurship, people in the arts, creative arts, acting, music, business, and people that are going to come from all spheres, and even in politics, in governance. We are going to see all kinds of women come to the front line. And that we are going to see prophetic men. There are going to be just very few people, but the Lord's mercy and might is going to mightily be upon them. And you cannot resist the move. I mean that the Lord will use them to do. One of the scriptures that at the time the Spirit of the Lord gave me was book of Revelation and chapter number 4. The Spirit of the Lord was speaking to me in verse, let me read from verse number 1 possibly so that it can be of an understanding to all of us. Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 1 downwards. I am going to end at verse number 7 and make it my main point. The Bible said, and after this I looked and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard as it were of a trumpet talking to me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you these things which must be hereafter. In the second verse, the Bible said, and immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on that particular throne. In the third verse, the Bible said, he that sat was to look upon like a jasper, a sardine stone, and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in a sight like an emerald. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, and round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats, I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. In that fifth verse, the Bible said, and out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. In the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. And then in the 7th verse, which I am going to make the reiterated points from, the Bible said, and the first beast which I saw was like a lion. The second was like a cow. The third, the third beast had the face as a man. And then the fourth beast was a flying eagle. I read verse number 7 again. The Bible said the first beast was like a lion, the second like a cow, the third like a man, and the fourth like a flying eagle. When I picked up on this, the Lord, started giving me insight into that. And he was telling me in that particular revelation, those years ago, he said, the first beast, that is the lion, typifies spirituality of the move that is going to be in this end time. The second, which is the calf, is going to signify morality. The third, which signifies a man, is going to signify humanity, and the last, prosperity. These are going to be the 4 major pillars by which the end time move of God is going to rest upon. So, mommy, I come to a realization that this particular, revelation gave me some very intriguing awakening, because what I realize in this particular end time is that God is raising new masters. This has been a prophetic word that the Lord has given me. I mentioned it on different platforms. God is raising new masters to the scene. I have been so blessed today, and I give God the glory for the life of Lady Gifty, a woman that I came to love many years ago in my father's house, the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, amazing woman. And I give God the glory for your life. You are such a tremendous impact to the pulpit, to the altar, and your significance is just, you know, like wildfire. Talking about Lady Gifted, the Lord bless you and amazingly elevate you and honor you and your dear husband so much. You are such an inspiration all the time, all the time, all the time. And this woman of God is our permanent resource person for Love Talk, Ladies Night, Singles Round Table, Gentlemen Only. And we don't joke with her at all. Even as we are making preparations this year in October to host the Grand Edition one more time, we are still going around the country in two universities to hold, you know, the other editions before we come to Accra for the Grand Edition. So I'm so honored to meet you. Thank you very much. The Lord bless you. So I want to put it this way. The Lord was speaking to me. He said spirituality, it fulfills John chapter 4 and verse number 24. The Bible said, for God is a spirit, and they that worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. For morality, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 11, the Bible said, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. For humanity, which is the face of a human being, James chapter 2, verses number 15 to 16, the Bible said, if a brother or a sister be naked, destitute of daily food, the Bible said, and one of you shall say unto them, depart in peace. The Bible said, and be warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are necessary or needful to the body. The Bible is asking a question, what is that benefit? And then when it comes to the wealth, the prosperity, what is going to push, ladies and gentlemen, the move in this particular end time, the Bible said his cities, the cities of God are going to be built through prosperity. And so Zechariah chapter number 1 and verse number 17, the Bible said, cry yet saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet come and comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. And so this is extremely profound and prophetic. Take note of that. Facebook, share the page, YouTube, and all the platforms. This is a very serious moment in God's presence. There is every anointing that I know is a relay. Every anointing that I know is a relay. Benny Hinn's anointing is a relay that came from, you know, St. Petersburg, from Miss Coleman. Yeah, even unto Miss Coleman, it was a relay. When you look at God's generals, there are anointings and giftings and moves of God that comes by relay. The anointing flows from one person to another, just like money flows from one person to another. Yeah, money is liquidity and a currency or current, you know, connoting current. Electricity flows from Akosombo and comes to this studio, empowers the equipments, and we power them, you know, to your devices. But if I tell you the speed by which it travels and the place by which it's, where it's traveling from, you'll be amazed. So these are some of the things that the end time born again believer that prays on lunchtime prayers should be cognizant of. That God is, you know, looking for candidates to put in their hands the relay baton of Steve Mensah, the relay baton of Stanley Mensah, the relay baton of Nicholas Duncan Williams, the relay baton of Mensah Otterville, the relay baton of Alfred Nyamiche, the relay baton of people like Victor Osei, the relay baton of Sam Crunchy Ankra, of Oyedepo, the relay baton of Adiboye, the relay baton. There are people that are ready to take the baton of Dexter Jakes and Noel Jones and the guys that are on the scene right now. Yes. The relay baton of Christiana Dotete is waiting for somebody. It is the truth. It is the truth. The people who are here right now are not going to be here at a particular time, which is not far from now. It is very clear. And therefore, we should be able to be very prophetic and strategic. Candidates must be able to get themselves prepared, ready to receive a relay baton. The fathers and the mothers of the land, the matriarchs and patriarchs, prophetically, they also got a relay from fathers and mothers. When you look at people like Isaac Abibio, an amazing man of God, you know, I look at his life, a tremendous man that, you know, when the Archbishop Nicholas Dangan Williams returned to Ghana from Nigeria, wanted to start a church. At the time, there was no charismatic church and needed somebody who has been in the terrain that can understand ministry different from the mainstream Orthodox ministries. And the person that was there was Isaac Asmeni Abebio, amazing man of God, who helped, you know, Papa Nick to be able to do amazing things, you know, which he is doing now. Now, when you look at people like, the woman that raised the name of Edunfa and that raised the territory of Cape Coast and did amazing things, Auntie Grace carried a baton from other people, you know, from the quarters of the Church of Pentecost, you know, amazing man. One great man of God that, you know, I feel we have not celebrated enough is my father, Francis Kwesi Amoako. You know, we have not celebrated enough, even though his baton is something that personally I believe I carry, you know. But I believe that that man nationally and the church as in general has not been able to celebrate him well. And one of those men also is Prophet M.K. Yabua of the Church of Pentecost, the third chairman of the Church of Pentecost, an amazing man of God, the man that carried the power of God, the move of God, the anointing of God. You know, the church is so dried up to the point that now when we see little miracles, we panic and we are amazed. And people can doubt and say, this is not of God, it is of the enemy and all stuff like that. Because the days where the miraculous was just, you know, a normal lifestyle have departed from us. But the Lord is speaking on this altar here that there is coming the restoration and the restitution and the recovery of the latter glory back to the church. We are going to see amazing things that will flow, yeah, vibratingly, you know, upon the body of Christ. And the Lord is looking for candidates. Candidates. You know, sometimes I go to places, people take handkerchiefs and clean my shoes and say, we want the anointing. I said, you should be joking. And if anointing comes by cleaning shoes, shoe shine boys, you'll be very, very, very anointed. Yeah. If anointing comes by cleaning shoes, then shoe shine boys should be more anointed. People are missing it altogether. I mean, when I look at people like M.K. Yabua, after his session, President Kufuor's tenure of office, he sat at the Council of State as a member of the Council of State. He advised the president, the only man in the history of the Council of State who never took an allowance, an official car, and ex gratia. He speaks truth. He doesn't need favors. Your favors he doesn't need. This is what anointed people do. They carry the oil like lions. Fearless. They do not care what to lose because they believe that God put them there. If God put them there, he wants them there. And you cannot take them out. And that kind of anointing and unction, I've been saddened in my generation when I look at, you know, even how marriages are crippling the pulpit. Marriages are crippling the pulpit. Bad marriages, demonic unions and affinity destroying the pure oil. When I look at oils that are speaking, many oils have been contaminated. And I will tell you one of the reasons why. Because the confines, the tenets of integrity and truth have departed from the podium and the pulpit. And this have left us, you know, that we cannot be able to confront the kingdom of the kingdom of darkness and rebuke it, because we carry something greater and we are seated in Christ far above all principalities and powers. These are some of the reasons why, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we come to the place where we have become that weak and vulnerable. Show me only one person. Point to me only one person in the Bible who had stroke. Why should preachers close their session with things like that? Ubi suma nyame, ubi babe sum nyame. Now, you know, okona umi yezu, wenyezu, where is that unction? Where is that oil that kept the people of faith? Where is that? I mean, I went to an elderly man of God, served in the Presbyterian Church, specifically in Kede. I went to his office. The man had a catheter on and still in office. I was so saddened that particular day. I said, why should this man be in office even in the first place? Should be relieved to get medical attention. And why is he even not in that particular state? When we boast so much, Ezra said something, you know, very clear in Ezra chapter 5 and verse number 21, 22, and 23. He made a very solid reiteration. Ezra chapter 8, right now. Go to chapter 8. Ezra chapter 8 and verse 21, 22, 23. He made a statement in that particular course. I will read it to you, even though it's not part of my notes. The Bible said, and I proclaim a fast there at the river of Ahava. And the Bible said that we might afflict ourselves before God to seek him for a right way for ourselves and our little ones and our substances. Look at the next verse. The Bible said, for I was ashamed to require of the king, bodyguards and horsemen to assist us or to escort us or to help us in the against the enemy that is in the way. Because we had already spoken to the king saying that the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. We have already boasted of our God to the king. Therefore, we did not need bodyguards and bands to escort us. We have already boasted of our God to the king. So we cannot return to tell the king that we lack power. He say, we ask of no adani kasatintini. Kasatintini. Empenifuwa said, ye to me wode jinyini. Where there is power, there are no arguments. And therefore, this particular afternoon is going to be the release of fresh fire, raw power to God's people to go and do the work of God. The grace of God will come upon you mightily through this miniature screen and raise you up as a candidate. Hallelujah. And so I am here on lunch hour prayer, and I'm saying that the baton is about to be passed on. God is looking for faithful stewards to hand over the baton to them. But there is going to be a test. It's not going, just going to be, oh, I am here. It's going to be a test. The first test that is going to happen is going to be the test of spirituality. Me, I am not shocked that Apostle Jeffrey, you know, you can declare series, seven series, back to back of Esther's fast. It starts at midnight Friday and ends at midnight on Sunday. And a man can sacrifice his life and pleasure and leisure and convenience in the presence of the Lord. This right now is a test of spirituality. Very soon you don't need to fast. Very soon you don't need to go through that. Right now, it is a test. The Lord is taking you and the team and the family of lunchtime prayer through a particular phase. You know, when you look at people the Lord is using on a particular dimension, if they tell you their story, they have passed the test. Some have had like all nights, all by themselves, in their rooms, like 4, 3, 5 years. It is a test you need to pass. Some will have to be able to be sculpted in the scriptures and laid down for the Lord to inculcate and infuse the scriptures into your spirit and give you a dynamic interpretation to its tenets and liturgy of its text. His posters, context, and pretext. The Lord will have to take you through that. And it's a test of spirituality. And the grace of God is going to take. I mean, I look at these young people sometimes when I go to, you know, these outlets of ministry. And I look at, one time I was at the platform of Pastor Brian Amwate and the IS. And I was telling this invigorated upcoming generation. I said, the fact that you are here and you have the edge and the open panel doesn't mean that the Lord will lay it on you. No, there is going to be a test before the relay baton is passed on, and you ought to pass that test. And the first thing is going to be the test of spirituality. One of the things that is missing from the body of Christ now is waiting upon the Lord. People going to a secluded area and a place, locking themselves up in the presence of the Lord, waiting upon the Lord for the release of might and power. It is God. We are rather arguing on useless things and doctrines all around the place, and you know, addicts of television and social media. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, until you come to the place of an equilibrium and a balance, you are not even part of the test, let alone to pass it. It's a time for the test. And the first test you ought to pass is the test of spirituality. Number two, the test of faith. You will believe God for the impossible. The test of faith. Your faith will be tried. Until you pass the test to the point, ladies and gentlemen, where you stand in that particular place, guys, and you believe that everything is possible. The person doesn't have eyes, but you have the faith that it shall come there. And truly, the Lord will honor his word. So the test of faith is going to be it. I'm seriously telling anybody on Lifetime Prayer and anybody that is going to watch it later, I am talking to you. The Lord is looking for candidates. Candidates to carry the prophetic mantle, the miraculous mantle, the supernatural mantle, to do amazing things. Your faith will be tried. Number three, the test for appetite. The test for appetite. I like this. I want this. The people that are going to be the candidates of God are not going to be, you know, materially, carnally minded people, worldly inclined people. You know, that is, those are not going to be the people. The Lord will really test your appetite. Really test your appetite. I mean, look at the people that are on the scene. They do not line up certain things and boast on useless things. You know, trying to, you know, boast about things that do not exist and all stuff like that. And boast, and all that. I employed two people on one of our sites working. And when I got there, they were fighting. And then they started, one person said, We are going to, your appetite will be tested. Shed away at this generation. It will come to you. You don't need. Seriously. So number one, your first test is the test of spirituality. Your second test is the test of faith. Your third test is the test of appetite. The Lord will ensure that lust is out of the hearts of the candidates of the people that will carry the last move and outpouring of the Holy Spirit. This move will be more than Pentecost. Amen. It will be more than the move of Pentecost in the Bible. This revival will be more than any revival that has ever happened. It will be more than the revival of Charles Finney. It will be more than the revival of Spurgeon. It will be more than the revival of Wesley. It will be more than the revival of Kuhlman. It will be more than the revival of Azusa Street. It will be more than the revival of any revival, including Martin Luther's revival. It will be more than that revival. All put together, it will be more than it. Serious. God is raising new masters. The new masters are going to be lovers of Christ. Amen. addicts of Christ. Yeah, addicts of the move of God. Addicts of the kingdom of God. God's interest only. Finish. They don't have any interest for self. Selfishness, self-centeredness, and self-aggrandizement will be out of the picture. And the Lord will ensure that their appetite is pure and clean. Their appetite is not to themselves and not to the world, but for the kingdom of Christ only. Seriously. Number four, the Lord is going to test everybody that desires the grace and the move of God. There is going to be a test of morality. The test of morality. I come to a pure realization that people are seriously, seriously struggling with morality when it comes to the things of God in this end time. The pulpit is contaminated. Pulpit is damaged. And it needs repairs immediately. A total overhaul. A total renovation, reconstruction, repositioning, reorientation. We need that. And that is what the Spirit of God is doing. I have told people already in the next 30 years, over 40% of the pulpits we know will be replaced. Yeah, will be replaced. And it's prophetic. I'm telling everybody who is watching me right now, you know, it's time to get in line to morality. I am an absolute follower of lunchtime prayer. I am part of lunchtime prayer. This apostle will stand here every day, every day, every day, and teaching the truth of the content of God's word, and all the time is bringing you to the place of alignment. Anytime he preaches, it brings me to Acts 16, 17, showing the way of salvation. How to be right with God. Showing the way of salvation. Acts 16, 17. Showing the way of salvation all the time. And I sit and, you know, as a lunchtime prayer, when you do not pass the test, seriously, then I am going to let you know that you have missed the grace of God and the move of God and the hand of the Lord, seriously speaking. Your morality is going to be tested. Your morality. And here I am not only talking about you going behind your wife and, you know, fornication and all that kind of thing. No, I'm talking about also the confines of honor. The honor that comes to your matrimonial home. One of the things that Apostle Jeff have been able to do over the years is teaching people how to live right with your husbands and wives, and how to live right, carry your family and your children along with you in your pursuit of life. You know, been teaching all these things. Yeah. Morality. Tamo abadi ni tina oke muanya oyere. Wouldn't him send crofruti mi kansi mfunu. I dear be on my mouth crying. Now, oh baby, the PM catches your smoothie. Sorry, I know pants and I'll be to an ammo edicani decay reform. A beer enough for a quo, one ammo edicani could see a beer enough if you did the one good year. So, proverbially, I have spoken something to you. Parenthetically, I have just spoken something to you. We'll feed you also. And I look at these young men and women that are coming up, anointed from the womb, coming up, and the enemy is after their anointing. He kills them off before even their anointing emerges. Yeah, they don't even become. He cuts them off before they even emerge. And to see him for call an injury in him name, and as him for ngunguni tisons running, no, no, I say a domino data. It is, we are going to say, I'm vigilant, 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 preaching, no, me, and the annual, the weapons as this. But I'm coming, I'm picking it up as a well center stage minister of the gospel. Carry power and honor, oil to be able to function. The problem is, you know, when the problem comes, when they come to the place of choosing a spouse, that is where the danger is for them. You know, that is where all the mistakes and all hell break loose. You know, that is where it comes. But see, in me, if I, time should go back again and come to the place of getting married, number one, I will not marry as early as I did. I was 22. The day was 22 when we got married. Yebre serious. Should time reverse? At least 28, 30 years. At least you have picked up certain experiences in life. And maybe one of the things that I'm telling this upcoming generation is that, you know, even the choice, I will get certain people involved in making a choice prayerfully. Before Paul Crouch died and before his son got married, his boys got married. That was one thing that became a center of prayer on TBN. It was not just prayer for Paul Crouch. He made the body of Christ to pray with his family because he knew he will be going. The baton must be laid, you know, handed over to his boys. And they did not need the daughters of Jezebel within that confines. Serious. That's just like Daystar's owner. He knew. I mean, it is only people who are not in tune with the Holy Spirit who will think that the baton is not about to be handed. Yeah. There are people God is even keeping here because there is nobody to take the baton. Prophetically. There are people still hanging on over time because the candidates are not ready. And the Lord is still by mercy waiting to see if there are some very competent people anointed, ready to take up the baton. Seriously speaking. And so morality, we are now going to find people who stands in the pulpit without contamination. Who carry the oil of the prophetic ministry without contamination. You are going to now see pure oil. Pure anointing. You are going to see that. In this particular end time, seriously, the miraculous, the supernatural, the grace of God, the move of God, the hand of the Lord, the might of God, serious speaking, you are going to see that. Number five, God is going to test your Christian discipline. The test of Christian discipline. Time to wake up, time to sleep, time for prayer, time for the Lord, time for the word. A structured Christian life, not a haphazard, anything goes, kind of pandemonium kind of life. No, we are now going to see Christian discipline in the life of a generation that loves God and fears God. We are going to see that. The test of Christian discipline is going to happen. Number six, the test of Christian character. And when I say Christian character, I mean godly character. So Christian or godly character. Apostle Jeff, I have come to a realization that this generation is gifted, but we have no character of God. Very nicely anointed man of God, by the way, a true four. Cannot speak the truth. Ubibe timia, jiwadi, wasibajichina, umeba obetu story, and yet they are in the pulpit. Serious. We are now going to see men and women that will carry godly character. Christian character. They carry the character of Christ. Okay? I mean, God, someone your line time prayer. You may be on more say you were godly character and kiawadiye, it will not be on a turbulence. Sometimes it is not the devil that is after the marriage, and it is not your husband that is problematic, and it's not your wife that is problematic. Sometimes you yourself don't have a godly character. Serious. Sometimes you yourself, nice body shape, nice facial frame, nice, I mean, whatever, but we need to buy. But we too fun. I have told people, if I ask a question and you answer with a question, and your phone, I'll give you a good example. I don't know what to say. What to phone? And these are some of the things that we leave in our houses. As I'm speaking to you, I know Sofuma Amibi that is really, really terrorizing, frustrating the life of a very dynamic man of God. As I'm speaking to you, they are in court. The courts are about to grant divorce. And now they are fighting on custody of children and alimony. Now, Michelle, your sister, Nia, you can go to the children's school and display. Display. Hey! Yet, this man of God found this young lady in a very prestigious church, we all know, and she was in the choir. Choir girls. She was in the choir. Michelle Subaya, sister, you know what? You. Seriously speaking. And the time for the body of Christ to acknowledge and understand certain things, that God is not mocked. The mockery of God is just too much. The mockery we bring to God is just too much. And this is one of the reasons why even this nation is not blessed. We are mockers of God. No wonder the Bible said in the last days, mockers who will follow their own lust shall emerge. Mockery. Sometimes I sit down and I look at the things we are trying to do, honestly speaking, it baffles my mind. And sometimes for the respect I have enormously for the fathers of the land, sometimes I make it a point not to comment on certain things that goes on. For example, like, you know, the administration of how the National Cathedral is being handled. Seriously speaking. Because machine aminwa ye pesi ye si asonda amano. Any ye subanwa ye pesi ye si asonda aminwa. Timu say we are mocking God. We are mocking God. I looked at the waste recently, yesterday, 3 days ago, from the National Identification Authority. You know, videos emerged on social media of almost about millions of Ghana cars that have gone rotten, you know, here at Tabora. And they come out defending nonsense. They come out defending nonsense. Someday they will be at church. Whilst we are looking on, printing 40 cities or 50 cities times millions. And you're saying, why do you even defend that? Why do you defend waste? Why we have a and this is the kind of mockery that comes on. Go can win a problem. Your farm, a German in a ginger home. It is one man, a German. It's me, my beautiful. Seriously speaking, and near me, you will honor me. See the West, and then we turn back and say, God, as God, God, you know, to say most of this gospel music, no more funk, see, and no, yeah, Baba Frecris, so yes, who are Safumu, and only idea. Omu, you didn't say, boy, yes, who did you say a gospel? Omu, you didn't say, oh, Yamimi, who, Yamin, and say, who, and say, who, Omu, you say, okay, come, wait, no more. It means it's gospel. Go back and look at John Wesley, Charles Wesley's hymns. Everything is based on the scriptures. Over 100 years, and you're only fresh. Yeah, tell me why it is like that. And ladies and gentlemen, this is one of the reasons why the glory of Almighty God is not manifesting. Because when you're me, I will continue to tell you this, Psalm 5 and verse 5. The foolish will not stand before God. Yehua, what time was siya for? Whom was siya for an creature? I'm telling you. Yeah, Psalm 5, verse 5. Yame, nim kwa siya for nante da. Telling you the mind of God. And sometimes when I look at the things that we do, normally I dear to me, am I here? Tenacity, dear bro, babro, the quail dreamer will be a beer little people. A dreamer, what they calculate is a woman. Who are doing a dear calculation? The BDB, only a plane, ship, and the IA space jet, a co intergalactic world, they only a pay more. I see, I've been in one Krobe Konkro, Fina Boys, ETT, Lotto, betting companies, Arsenal, Beshe, Manchester, Beshe. I see, I didn't. And you know, one of the things, you know, when I heard that Ghana was going to IMF, I've all been asking myself, where is the, you know, MPP chairman or party chairman that said he could buy Chelsea Football Club? Why can't you loan that money to Ghana? Give that money to Ghana. I am pay a baby because I am a film with 3 years, all these things, all these flagship, they will cancel it. Muniska, now I'm a baby chibi. Muniska, I'm a baby chibi. Now, mom penu krenti, mom penu krenti, in some say, mom peti. A beer, a banya was a chili, and it's who be a can be that is contradictory to what they are doing. Oh, mom pe. And as I say, I'm doing so, I'm more a call, you know. I'm going to say, Ibia, you can be a mamma. Mwakre brief way, chemo, mumuni masam great, that will train Mwangamono. Mumki can seriously speaking. Muna, we are the same. A temo judgment is waiting for all of you. I'm telling you the mind of God. We to be time $3 million. Somebody see a play mo at the cop Brazil. Now Brazil government, I get 3%. I want you to be a if you were mine, but fine, were mine, pachi. 3% the commerce are players here, women's room, yame, no more kissy kissy, ye bo be a mobile bonny ashem. Bo be a mobile bonny ashem. Because you Comoros, your Maya, when you garnish here, I can see. Think about it! The day Joshua, you know, fell before the enemy, went to the Lord and said, Adena Israel, kuku, I want a town for him. You are swire bonny. Or mine, I the Bible said, because you did not serve the Lord with fear and trembling for the abundance of all things. Deuteronomy chapter number 28, verse number 47. He said, for the abundance of all things, verse 48, you will serve your enemies. Yeah. 48, you will go and serve your enemies. It will be a matter of hope. Serious. If nobody tells you that this nation is not standing well before the God, when I pray for the nation and sing the national anthem, what I'm trying to tell this nation is that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And righteousness exalts a nation and sin is a reproach to any people. I told you the mind of God. The last test God is testing this generation is the test of conscience, motives, and heart. The test of conscience, motive, and heart. The Lord will test your heart. The test of conscience, motive, and heart. The test of conscience, motive, and heart. Your conscience will be tested. And son, when you made a dominant was rubbish, she will be inside. Let me share the childishness of how people talk. You hear me, small boy, you hear a Daniel Messi, Miss Small Boy, you hear Kyle Matto. That is pity, that is childishness, that is selfishness, that is self inclination and aggrandizement. That is what it is. It has got nothing to do with you, it is all about His glory. And as long as I know, He does not share His glory with anybody. Serious! And therefore, I'm telling the church, repent and come back in line because your God is looking for candidates, people, seriously to work with. That kind of looseness and frivolousness should depart from our heart and our eyes because God is a serious investor. Yeah, God is a serious investor looking for a return over His investment. As I bring my submission to a close and pray with you, you know, if He calls out now, Will he find you as a worthy instrument and vessel for the handing over of a relay baton to you to go and do exploits for the kingdom? Lord is looking to raise up people. I want to close up. Looking to raise up people for his own glory and his own self. It is now time for the men and women of integrity. Men and women that have passed the test of spirituality. One, two, pass the test of faith. You will pass the test of appetite. Number four, to pass the test of morality. Number five, to pass the test of Christian discipline. And pass the test of Christian or godly character. And lastly, to pass the test of conscience, motives, and your heart. My prayer is that whilst the ministration starts right now, the hand of the Lord will locate you as a worthy instrument. A worthy. Most people think that the mantle is going to be falling on clerical holders, title holders. It's not true. You can see a mantle like Otterbell's mantle going to somebody on the streets. Yeah. Who had nothing to do with seminary training. Because God is now gone on the streets. We want to pray. And we want to pray in the spirit for a few minutes. The Bible said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue does not speak to man but to God in the spirit. He speaks or reveals mysteries. We want to speak mysteries in his presence. And even as we speak, the Bible said that as Peter was still speaking, the power of God fell upon them. Yeah, fell upon them. As we are speaking, the power of God will fall in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody lift your voice everywhere. Spook at the heart again. Whatever you are doing in this season, please. Ba da 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 ba Shada bada bada. Gandelele. Ina bada bada bada.
Yanda Balaba, 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 Yanda Balaba,
Hallelujah.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.